White lies and honesty. In a world that often values convenience and conflict avoidance, the idea of a white lie can seem harmless or even necessary. After all, what's so wrong with a small falsehood to avoid hurting someone's feelings or to simplify an awkward situation? However, from a Christian perspective, the concept of a white lie is at odds with the fundamental principles of the faith. The Bible presents a clear and consistent standard. God is truth, and his followers are called to reflect that truth in their lives. The nature of God and the commandment to truth. The foundation of the Christian objection to lies, whether white or not, lies in the very nature of God. Scripture teaches us that God does not lie, Numbers 23:19, Titus 1:2. He is the embodiment of truth and faithfulness. As Christians, we are called to be imitators of God, which means adopting his character and attributes. One of the most direct and well-known commandments is the 9th. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, Exodus 20:16. While this commandment focuses specifically on legal testimony, its spirit extends to all forms of deception and falsehood in our daily interactions. Lying, in any form, is inherently contrary to the character of a God who is pure truth. The danger of lying, even the white kind, while a white lie, may seem insignificant, its implications are deeper than they appear. Erosion of trust, even small falsehoods can, over time, undermine trust in relationships. Honesty is the foundation of trust, and when it is broken, relationships suffer. The Apostle Paul urges in Ephesians 4:25, "Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body." This teaching underscores that truthfulness is not just an individual virtue, but an essential component of community and unity in Christ. Contradiction of Christian character. Lying, regardless of its justification, is associated in the Bible with darkness and deception, while truth is associated with light and righteousness. Jesus himself said of the devil that he was a liar and the father of lies. John 8:44. When a Christian lies, even with good intentions, they align themselves with that which is contrary to the nature of Christ. Spiritual harm, the habitual practice of lying, even in small doses, can harden the heart and hinder communion with God. Truth is a requirement for a genuine relationship with him. The alternative, speaking the truth in love. So if white lies are not an option, how do we handle delicate situations where the truth might be painful or awkward? The answer is found in the concept of speaking the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15 guides us. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is, Christ. This verse does not advocate for a brutal and unfiltered truth that causes harm, but for a truth communicated with compassion, grace, and discernment. Practicing the truth in love means consideration, thinking carefully about how our words might affect others, empathy, putting ourselves in the other person's shoes and understanding their feelings, wisdom, discerning if it is the right time to share certain information and how to present it in the most constructive way. Sometimes, the truth does not need to be said in its entirety, but it should never be replaced by a falsehood. We can choose to be discreet, change the subject, or find a kind way to deflect a question without resorting to a lie. In summary, the Christian position is clear. Truth is an unwavering pillar of faith. While the world may justify white lies, followers of Christ are called to live with integrity, reflecting the character of a God who is truth itself. Our goal is not only to avoid punishment, but to honor God and build relationships based on trust and honesty, always seeking to speak the truth with love.